അന്വീക്ഷിക്ക ശോകമോഹം ദംഭം അതുപാസയ യുഗാന്തരായാന്മൗനേന ഹിംസാം കാമാദ്യ നിഹയ
By deliberation upon material and spiritual subject matters.
Yes.
Shoka. Lamentation.
Lamentation.
Moha.
We forgot that. No, in my room there is a present there. Yes.
Moha and illusion.
Dambam.
Dambam, false pride. Mahat. Evaishama. Upasaya, by serving. Yoga antarayam. Obstacles on the path of yoga. Maunena, by silence. Himsam, envy. Kama adi, for sense gratification. Anihaya, without endeavor. Anihaya,
without
endeavor.
Yes.
By discussing spiritual knowledge, one can conquer lamentation and delusion. By serving a great devotee, one can become pious. By keeping silent, one can avoid obstacles on the path of mystic yoga. And simply by stopping sense gratification, one can conquer envy.
This is the remedy of envy.
Okay.
By concluding sense gratification, we stop being envious. Because of sense gratification, we are envious of each other. That he has a big house, I have a small house. The thing is, the sense gratification is the main thing here in this world. That everybody is trying to compete with the others to increase the sense gratification. And if they can't, then they become envious. They try very hard. And envious means the troubles are there. Then we want to kill, we want to destroy. We want to wage war against the countries, you know. The two countries also, the envy, there's important part. And that's why in Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavan has given the first thing you have to have. Be without it, that is envy. Advesta, you know. Advesta sarvabhutana. Advesta, you know. And then, this, in 11th canto, is very nicely said. That how the man becomes completely devoid of all these material inabilities, you know. The contamination can be completely absent. That is given in 11th canto, verse number 11, 27. See in your... 11, 27. Yeah, 11, 27. No, 11, 11, 23? 27.
Okay, that's 26 and 27 together. So the 27 is Tame. Jaksha, Loka, Jaksha, Jagapavo, Anathayam, Rathayam.
Before that, read 25.
25, let's see. that goes satsanga lab. No. Labdhaya bhakya, my no. Imam, sat.
Then go, 27, 28.
28. Tam Brahma Brahmam Vyoma Purusha Prakitevara Avatiyano Sri Bhagavan Svecho Pata Pitak Vapu. That's 28. Canto
11 chapter. What is the name of the chapter?
Let's see. General history is the name of, that's the canto itself.
Mm-hmm.
The symptoms of conditioned and liberated dignities, that's the name of the chapter.
Yes, it's correct. But I don't know, my number is wrong. Well, you can't find it. We'll try to see it.
I should read the translation for 26 and 27. Maybe that makes it better.
But the word, what is not correct. This is my paper 11, 11, 27. 11, 11. He definitely knows that after a week he is going to be executed. And with what he will be satisfied? With material essence gratification he will be satisfied. With house he will be happy. With money he will be happy. Nothing will satisfy him, isn't it? He says that I am going now from Vrindavan. So the same thing Krishna says to Uddhava, that we are all executed already. We are already punished. We don't know the date, but we are going to die. So those who are going to die should never be interested in this sense gratification pursuit. but very ignorant.
And as they ask, do you have any last wish? They usually grant one last wish. Sometimes it's a cigarette or...
some nonsense. But they don't have any idea. Any idea. This is all. Even that we satisfy, really.
Yeah, well, of course you cannot.
The thing is, when he is led to the exhibition place, nothing will satisfy him. Really. So he can't be envious of anything. He is not attracted to anything yet. Unless we create the understanding detachment to the material existence, we cannot be happy in this world. Konvatva, no, see in the last. Konvatva, ki. Kono Arthava.
Kono Arthava?
Arthava, that is the beginning. Look into the shloka. I mean to say, we are talking about envy. So envy, we saw one thing, that by stopping the
thing... 1025.
Huh?
Chapter 10.
And 20 verse?
Yes, Lord.
11:20.
Death
is not. Have you 11:20?
No.
Yes,
it's called Mata
Sukha. Amu Bhamitu Antike.
Mithir Antike.
Agatam Nyam Manasya. Vadyase.
Even Natustida.
Vadyase Natustida.
Natustida. Read the translation.
And it is. Death is not at all pleasing, and since everyone is exactly like a condemned man being led to the place of execution, what possible happiness can people derive from material objects or the gratification they provide? Yes.
Do you understand?
Yes, read the
translation of the book.
The translation of it? Death is not at all pleasing. And since everyone is exactly like a condemned man being led to the place of execution, what possible happiness can people derive from material objects or the gratification they provide?
Nothing. The man who is led to the execution place, what he will be satisfied with? If it's a good woman, or house, or a million rupees, nothing will satisfy. Material objects don't satisfy. So the remedy is that we should try to understand the temporary nature of the material existence and intelligently get detached. But to get detached is not to stop. We have to do the material existence, but the bare minimum necessary. That's the conclusion. So we are off that need. We don't envy anybody. If somebody has a car, fear. My bicycle is more than important than this. Is everything. Otherwise, as soon as we come to the material intelligence, it's obvious for the car, owner of the car that I have basically he has a car. So, unless we envy. And envy means I will scratch his car or take his air out or envy can do anything. So, this is how we should get rid of the envy, thinking that we are definitely going to die one day. When we don't know, but definitely we are going to. So the conclusion is that without any too much attachment to the material things, we should completely satisfy. That's all. Otherwise, if you don't stick to this understanding detachment, then you create havoc. In maintenance, what happens that we are not detached. And then we pose to be detached. Then again there is a liquid. So we have in our mind there is something else, both is there. And we are following something else. So then both go astray. You don't get the material things, neither you get the spiritual reality. This is what it is.
Well, I think we said externally we have to be very attached, but internally very detached.
Internally very detached.
Dressed alike.
Externally, we are attached to the minimum extent. I want to survive, so I have to eat something. So eating also in a mode of goodness, and we should try to control. Not that what pleases the tongue we take unlimitedly. That will create indigestion or disease. So by very understanding nature, we should understand the reality. This is not the realization. We know the thing, that material objects are impermanent and full of misery. But we don't realize it. When we realize, it will create difficulty.
How to realize it?
By putting into practice. And that is really yoga, karma, sukhasana, art of living, that is the art of living. That we are not attached, and even then we are doing everything. Dear man, everything we are doing. But none of us is attached. See, here we are practicing. The construction is going on so much. Costly construction is going on. But nobody is attached. So nobody is worried. But that's when you are worrying about that. Envy is not there. Nobody is envious of him that we are building big building. Although if somebody builds a big building, isn't that us? Well, as big as I don't have any. So immediate envy is there. But when Krishna is there, envy goes away. Krishna really clarifies the whole thing. Most important clearing agent is Krishna. Because Krishna's place is going on. So everybody is there, our Mandir is going on. Mandir. They are not envious. But as soon as it is our building, and we are going to stay on the third floor, we are the envious. And we may stay there, but they are not envious. The thing is, this understanding detachment must be there. And that is what we are doing. We have realized the Buddha's mercy that he has given us the alternative way of life. That after realizing also, we can survive. And the thing is, on our own we can survive. And so that's why the temple committees are there. Some Nama centers are there. Something to do with Krishna is there. So that's why we are able to survive with the bare minimum. And those like us, who are detached from the material world, they have the place to stay. They have everything, minimum necessities are there. They are not unhappy. And they are very, very happy to propagate the benefits of the Gita and Bhagavad for the good of the people at large. We are without anxiety. Our condition is very nice. Krishna's mercy. We are following just a bit here and there, but we are free of anxiety. Then otherwise, where can you go and where can you stay? Nobody will offer you a glass of water. What is your dish of this year? Impossible. Here you come, you serve, you take, you chant Krishna's names, and everything is there. You serve. We are so nostalgic. And envy is completely absent. We are not envious that he is this, he is that, he is that, nobody is nothing here. So no envy is there. Really, we have put, Prabhupada's mercy, we are putting these things into practice to the best of our ability. So these material iniquities should not enter into the temple community. Otherwise, as soon as the designations are there, the material iniquities will creep in. Designation means treasurer, president, owner, manager, whatever. As soon as it is there, the enemy is there. because people thought that in every religion it shall be good. So this is the first point only, that how to get rid of envy. Krishna says that that living entity who is non-envious is very dear to me. So now how we can do it in practical way? So two things we are seeing. One is by stopping sense gratification we can be non-envious. So how to stop sense gratification? So we have to remember that as a second in the beginning. And if you remember that, we are not envious. So we are not as this is temporary. So we are not worrying about whether I have a house or not, or this thing is that thing. So these are two things that are very important regarding. And this 7:15:23 gives us the clue to how to save ourselves from envy. That you must stopping.
7:15:23.
The incident. Yes. And simply by stopping sense gratification, one can conquer envy. And somewhere, again somewhere it is said, by stopping being envious, we can conquer anger.
Yes.
Yeah. So anger is gone, envy is gone, so contamination is gone. Otherwise, as soon as you are attached, means envy is there, anger is there. And then so many inabilities come. It's a trail of material inabilities. It doesn't stop at one. Being envious, it doesn't stop. But envy has so many obstacles. So that we save ourselves. This is the secret of Bhagavad Gita. That Krishna speaks only one point, but he means so much. You know? He means really so much. You know? It's an ocean of knowledge regarding this one point only. So this way, we should try to deliberate on the subject matter. Otherwise, how are we going to survive unless we churn our brain regarding these matters?
Simply,
by stopping sense gratification, one can conquer envy. Conquer envy. And if you conquer envy, you can conquer anger.
Anger is one of the three gates to hell.
So we save ourselves from death. Here everything is going on. Nobody is the owner. So we are not envious. And all our attention is diverted to the spiritual matters. We are not diverting our attention to what construction is going on. Is it going on? We deal with it for a time being, but nothing touches us. And that's why we are able to spend crores of rupees, man. Otherwise we will not be able to. If you have a material man, we will hold the rupees. We will never spend. Here this is Prabhupada's mercy, that the example of realization is here he has given in the temple community. And daily he has insisted that we should discuss Bhagavad Gita in the evening and Bhagavatam in the morning. Why? Because daily appearing is required. Otherwise again and again we go back to the material existence. So many sannyasis. It would be nice when they were there. But just the idea came. And now we cannot see them, we cannot recognize them. When we see them, the life is gone, spirit is gone, material existence is there. So material existence will always have biting. All these people come from material existence, they have sustained that too. But they look charred, burnt. Because this is, don't show any sign of anxiety. This is the difference. As soon as you follow Bhagavad Gita or Vaidyatana, they are completely out of the danger. Otherwise, the danger is sufficient. This is only one, Advaita Vishnu. Is it clear now? The first point we saw from the Bhagavatam, that it is the simply by stopping sense gratification, we can conquer any. This is Advaita. Then second thing we saw, that we are all condemned to death, according to Bhagavatam. And that is 11:10:20. This is verse. And quote this verse. Kono Vaipa Sukhaiti Enam.